Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Matter Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your daily nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. Our Easter Monday motivated live studio audience have their common sense caps on and are sampling the prime rib I made yesterday, which is super yummy and so pretty. Jesus has risen, and so have my cooking skills. I should do a dumb, corny joke segment. Pull out your pen and paper. It's time to take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Today's topic's on episode 195, Masterminds, the Border, Transformation, Local Politics, and Neuroscience, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people. Doing good business and good things. Mr. Randy Kirk, mastermind groups are essential to your business success. Mary Ann Mendoza, angel families and angel moms, victims and families of victims of illegal alien crime in our country. Clifton Pettyjohn, purpose, transformation, spirituality. Dan Schultz, precinct committeeman, will save America from the ground up because look where we are from the top down. That's gotten us into one heck of a mess. Deborah Peters, transforming business owners from efforting and grinding to creating more with less effort consistently. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything Home. We are your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news, number one, on Easter, the notorious MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, tweeted out, he is risen, happy Easter, and was suspended for Twitter for 12 hours. Unbelievable. Big tech hates God, Christians, patriots, this country. Unbelievable, people. Number two, on Friday, I told you about how the fibers in the masks, you know, the blue and the white disposable ones that everybody wears, are treated with toxic chemicals, which causes coughing, wheezing, nausea, a burning sensation in the eyes, nose, and throat, and 85% of those masks are made in China. Think they got some sort of quality problems over there? This weekend, I learned where the mask propaganda came from. They said to wear a mask so you don't pass this highly contagious and deadly disease that could live on your shoe for 6 months, but you need to test to tell you have it, and you can have it and not know it, and have no symptoms, but you have it. So now you're called asymptomatic. Are you following me? You see? Made it all up. There was one woman who apparently gave the Wuhan virus to 16 of her coworkers, but she didn't have any symptoms. So the political propaganda plandemic, Ministry of Truth, Dr. Anthony Fauci and the others who spew lies, used that scenario to make up the theory that people with no symptoms could pass along the virus and healthy people need to wear masks to prevent the transmission because you can have it, but you just don't know it. And you may never have any symptoms, but have it and it's deadly. So you got to keep your mask on. What? Yeah. This is what they tell you. This is what a lot of people believe. But actually, the story told was a lie. The truth has squeaked, and leaked out. The woman was being treated for flu-like symptoms, so she wasn't asymptomatic, and she got her coworker sick because she was sick, and she didn't stay home, like everyone has done for years when they have a cold or the flu or whatever. So I hope you realize they're just making this stuff up, and you need to rip off your daily masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick, are a symbolism of control and tyranny. No clinical studies. There's no peer reviews. They don't protect you from getting any virus. And the size of the virus particles are so small compared to the size of the holes in the mask. It's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence, people.
Snap out of it.
Don't listen to anything that comes out of their mouths or anyone else in the 3 to 5 letter government agencies. Their fear-mongering has passed its point of expiration, and they all need to just shut up and stay out of our lives. Oh, how about this one? I'll do a quick number three. The 2019 to 2020 flu season, there was 38 million people who had the flu. In 2020 to 21 flu season, 1,822. Oh, sir, 38 million, which is pretty much average, to 1,822. So what we always talk about, everybody, we just put the name, put the numbers in a different column. It's just the flu. Never was a problem. Never was a pandemic. Today's topic's on episode 195, Masterminds, the Border, Transformation, Local Politics, Neuroscience. It's April 5th, day 385 of 15 days to slow the spread. Day 385 of 15 days to slow the spread. It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick, or a symbolism of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms, go back to normal, take action, and reopen America 100%. Is this all making sense now? Starting to see things a little more clearly? Oh, there's so much more, but at this point, I'm just trying to get you to burn your dirty masks and breathe fresh air again.
I can see clearly now.
Your censorship-free safe space sanctuary speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Social Catchers of Front Wicked Marketplace. Today's topic is on episode 195, Masterminds, the Border, Transformation, Local Politics, and Neuroscience. Number one. Who is number one? I love that he always starts off these shows. Mr. Randy Kirk, he's president of SoCalMasterminds.com, a new YouTuber. As Masterminds Group is a confidential peer advisory board to help businesses succeed through brainstorming, encouragement, support systems, and accountability. Audience, a round of applause for my buddy Randy. How are you today, Mr. Kirk?
I couldn't be better. It's just great out here.
Well, you know, you were a phenomenal all-star for us last month, and I appreciate that so much. The amount of information you gave was great. I love the fact that you are YouTubing now. You have that incredible free resource for businesses to help them out. So you're doing everything. You're practicing what you preach, man, and that's really, really important.
Well, you know, Michelle, after 50 years in business, it's been occurring to me over the last couple of years that most small business owners, and I've known thousands have consulted with over 400 and owned 40, so I know a little bit about it, and I find that the number one thing standing in the way of small business owner success is, drumroll,
themselves.
Small business owners, yeah. It's just true. And whether it's lack of knowledge, whether it's lack of curiosity, whether it's lack of passion, whether it's lack of resilience, You know, these are some of the things that get in the way. Sometimes it's just as simple as that they're making enough money and they don't care anymore. And sometimes that enough money could be, well, you know, do you know what the national average is for small business people?
No, I'd love to know, though.
Yeah, the national average, and this counts lawyers and doctors and CPAs and bike shops and bakers, the national average take-home pay for small business owners is $75,000 a year.
And look at all the hours and look at all the blood, sweat, and tears that, you know, you've been there. You just go like this. You get to the point sometimes and you go, why don't I just go get a real job? Why don't I just go get a government job? Like, what am I thinking? Like, oh, I don't know, I just join a union so I don't have to work and then I have all these days off and I could be like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, most people that go into small business do it because they don't want to be in a union or they don't want to be working for somebody else and having somebody else tell them what to do. But sadly, what I've seen over all this time is that you take a small business owner that's making $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 a year, and it takes about 4 tweaks, and they're making six figures.
Really? Something that simple?
Yeah. Something that
simple.
What do you
think? What is on average? What is it? What usually is it? Is it time management, or is it just poor? I don't want to say poor decision making, but it's not outsourcing. What would you say?
I would say for the most part, it comes down to marketing. More often than not, small business owners hate marketing. They hate three things. They hate selling, they hate marketing, and they hate accounting. This is, by and large, the people that I know in that size business, under 25 employees, especially the ones that are under 10 employees, they hate those three things. Now, that's not true for all of them, but it's true for the vast majority. And so if you can somehow convince them that they need to learn how to sell, they need to actually spend time, energy, and money on the general subject of marketing. That's not just advertising. That counts distribution channels. That counts becoming better at understanding who the customer is. That counts changing the product, changing the service. It counts how do you cost it. Can you get the cost lower, your own cost to you lower? Can you somehow raise your prices? So if you get into the whole business of marketing, you get into the whole business of how to sell, and then finally you teach somebody how to actually understand their profit and loss statement and their balance sheet, you do those three things, and in fact, any one of those three things, you're generally going to see a dramatic increase in sales and profits.
You know, the three pillars that you gave are almost the most important part of the business, but yet most of them, people don't want to do that. They're like, well, I fix bicycles, so I just want to fix the bike. Oh, yeah, well.
That happens to be the group I know the best. I've been in the bicycle business my entire career, and I've started probably half the business that I've started have been in the bicycle world, and my largest business was we were in the plastics manufacturing of bicycle accessories. The small business owner calling himself a bike shop typically gets into it because it's a hobby or because he was working as a mechanic when the owner decided to sell. They thought it was a great idea at the time. And they know nothing about sales, they know nothing about marketing, and they know nothing about accounting.
It's scary, but it's very, very common. And that's it's important for people before they start to do a business where, like you're saying, it kind of was a hobby, then it's going to move into a business. Take the time to, you know, when we're talking startups, to really think about these things and plan it out and run some numbers and even get involved with a mastermind group, right? Randy, welcome somebody to, what a novel concept, woohoo! I mean, even if somebody is just toying around with an idea where they've put it on paper and they haven't really, literally haven't started yet, that's a great time to be in a mastermind group because you might decide I gotta make some major changes, or this is just doesn't make sense. I should go buy something, or I should be, you know, I need to go with a whole different strategy. So, Startup meetings I haven't even started yet is a good time to be in a mastermind group too.
Sure. We have people that we've had people in the groups, our three different groups. We've had people that have been startups, pre-startups. We've had people that have been in business for 15 years and fit that category I just described of making, you know, $30 an hour, you know, after 15 years in business.
Right, right. So I think people that the takeaway from today is really, I keep saying, you know, first I want you to put that common sense cap on, right? We're going to put that on, hopefully leave it on all day, sleep in it maybe. And then we're going to whip out those pens and papers and you're going to start kind of writing these things down and decide, and really take the time to analyze what's going on. I mean, if you're a happy camper, making lots and lots of money, awesome. Don't listen to us. Don't listen to Randy. You know, he didn't sell a major, major plastics company for like, you know, billions of dollars or anything. It was a lot of money, people, a lot of money. So, you know, write this stuff down and make the changes. Do it now because we're the clock is ticking. We're at second quarter. We're now in the second week of April. No sooner do you turn around, it's going to be May, June, July. So you can make simple adjustments and everything can change. There's no reason. The tools are here. The information's here. And Randy was kind enough to start his own YouTube channel. So he's got lots of content there and he's got an entire website with even more free content. So Randy, give that information and then I got to bump to the next guest.
Absolutely. So the website is called Free Business Help Now. Who couldn't like that? FreeBusinessHelpNow.com. That's number one. Then the YouTube show is called Small Business Daily. And we spend about 20 minutes a day talking about one or another subjects related to small business. And then finally, of course, the way you and I got together was SoCal Masterminds. SoCal meaning Southern California, SOCAL, masterminds with a plural, .com. And it's no longer just SoCal. We are now national because we're on Zoom. So those are the three ways to find me.
Yeah, easily found. So thank you, Randy. And just a little FYI for everybody out there is thinking, God, this is going to be so expensive. I can't afford it. It's $200 a month. The first meeting you go to is free. Just eliminated all of the excuses, everybody. Sorry, I just ruined a lot of people's day because they now have literally no more excuses. Thank you, Mr. Randy Kirk, SoCal Mastermind. Talk to you next month, my friend. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
What a great guy. What a great guy. So smart. Such extensive business information knowledge. And keep in mind, all of our partners, they have their own shows. You can find them on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you go to the Partners and Patriots tab or the Take Action tab, there's a must-listen-to page. It's TV shows, talk radio shows, podcasts, live streams, you name it. Everything's on there. So you can just go in the different categories. You will see there. Pretty pictures. You will see information about their shows. You click through and get you to their website or their show directly. So you can't say I couldn't find it. And then of course, on all of the shows, you click the person's name or their company name, it gets you to their website. So you'll be able to get to Randy's website. You'll be able to get to Marianne's who's coming up here. So make it easy to find the messages from that matter, from the people that you need to know about. You need to know about. And I'm going to bring Marianne Mendoza on here in a minute. But I just wanted to let everybody know, if you could, please do me a favor and rate and review the show, especially on Apple, since they are censoring us so heavily. It is crazy. It is crazy. That's the CCP. That is the left. That is the big tech that hates us because they don't like our message. They don't like any of that. So if you could rate and review the show, that's great. I would appreciate it. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com on the left side at the very top of every page. Most of the pages, you will see a graphic, so you just click on that. And on the right, there's another graphic to connect with us on social media. So please comment, like, and share our posts. We want to get the word out about all of these amazing partners that we have and all these messages and all these free resources for everyone to grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference. And also to follow us on the Rumble, putting all the shows there on Rumble. We're getting some good numbers on Rumble. So if you could join the newsletter too, that way we can get around the censorship. So really just a little bit of clicking, a little bit of typing, and that would be great. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So appreciative. And send us any information like who you want on the show, what kind of messages you want to hear about. any suggestions, feedback, et cetera, et cetera. We love hearing from everybody. So let's bring on our next guest, Miss Mary Ann Mendoza. She's one of our all-star partners too. This is like all-star day. I think, yeah, almost everybody's an all-star partner. Can't mess with the great caliber of great people. Mary Ann Mendoza, she's the founder of Angel Families and Angel Moms, a group of victims and families of victims of illegal alien crime in our country. We're going to be talking about illegals and the border and so much more. Audience, give her a round of applause. Oh, Mary Ann, every time you turn on the media, your head must be exploding.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, it's so disheartening. It's so disgusting. I mean, there's a million words I could use describing what's going on and the complete disregard of our government for human life.
Well, and, you know, there's, the biggest thing, and what about the border guys? That's the part where I said, you know, how disrespectful is it to, because, you know, this is all part of the plan. So it wasn't like, we need to fix this. No. This is what they want to happen. They didn't care about any of the border guys and the work and what they're up against now. Like, their lives are in jeopardy, not just from, you know, the sickness part, because that's not true, but you've got, you know, the cartels and the human traffickers, and they're out of control, where they're now even more emboldened. So they're literally, the border guys are all being shot or whatever could happen down there. You know what I mean? They didn't care about that.
Well, and the job that they were hired to do. Yeah, the job they were hired to do, they're just being handcuffed and turned into basically babysitters. But, you know, the biggest problem that I have this past week is talking about these 17,000 unaccompanied minors that are in the Biden administration custody. And quite frankly, it's the largest child trafficking scam that's ever been perpetrated in this country. These children are released to people who don't even have to prove anything to them. They walk in and say, those two kids are mine, and they release them to these people because they're so overwhelmed that they're more than happy to see people come and take these children. They're sending kids to hotels alone. They don't know. There's been a report that brothers and sisters are having sex in the detention centers, that they're really starting to question why these children are being sent to hotels for a night or two and brought back to the detention center. These parents send these children knowing that they're going to be raped or killed. So if these children go missing within a child trafficking, ring here in the United States, who's going to report them missing? Who's going to know they're missing? Who's going to scream for these children's lives? And ncfire.info just came out with the March statistics that 17 illegals were charged with 70 counts of child rape and child assault in North Carolina. And the video half an hour ago, Breitbart had put it out. They came across a group of teens who had come over in the night near McAllen, Texas, and there was a 7-year-old girl with them. And they all said they didn't know who she was. She joined up with them at some point, and she rolled up the sleeves of her coat and showed them she had two phone numbers on Sharpie marker on her arm. She said, one is my mother's phone number and one is my aunt's phone number. And the mother lives in North Carolina. And so, you know, there's three sanctuary counties in North Carolina against the anti-sanctuary laws that the previous governor had put in place in North Carolina. And so I just read an article last week too, where an illegal was arrested for rape. And because he's in a sanctuary county, he paid his $500 bail and was right back out onto the street. So this whole, you know, direction that they go with sanctuary cities and counties make these illegals feel safer. Well, those people aren't going to report a crime because they know once they get arrested, if they report a crime against an illegal, they're going to be let right back out into those sanctuary counties, and they're going to come right back after them for reporting them and having them arrested. So the whole storyline about sanctuary, you know, policies make it safer for people, really they're saying safer for illegals, is a bunch of garbage. And I'm thinking of the seven-year-old girl who's now going to be heading to North Carolina to join her mother in a sanctuary county, and what's going to happen to her life when we know how many. I mean, if your listeners have checked out the ncfire.info link, they will see over the past 8 years the tragic amounts of illegals who have raped and sexually assaulted children in that state. It's sickening. People come from places where the age of consent for sex is 12 years old, you know, and so they don't view children as off limits the way that we do in America. You know, leave children alone, and these people don't understand this. And so this is where my mind has been these past few days, Michelle, thinking about these poor children, the pawns in the Biden administration scam, and how nobody is speaking of them and what's going to happen to them.
Yeah, they're just a commodity. They're part of the plan.
Yes.
They are part of the financial system that, you know, they're the bait. They are the trafficked goods. And I'm glad that you are bringing that up, because if you just think about this from a literally common sense point, what parent says, oh, no, go with these strangers and get in this caravan thing and go to America? Nobody. So either the parent doesn't want the kid, and I'm going to be totally blunt, because there's not a parent on the planet. I don't care if you live in the middle of nowhere in a hut and you've not, you know, you don't even know anything about anything, right? This is not how it works. You don't send your child off. Either the parents didn't want the kid, right? And they're like, I don't care. Go do it. Just get out of here. Or they got paid a bunch of money to have the kid go away, and they wanted the money, not the child. So there's only two ways, that because they don't just send.
Well,
kids.
There's actually a third. There's actually a third.
What's the third?
So with all of these illegals who have already crossed over there and they're here, you know, like a mother or a father will come here to send money back to the family.
Migration thing.
Now
right.
They're sending their children. Yeah, the chain migration and the family reunification program that Biden has. So now they're sending their children to join their parents, and then, you know, they're waiting for this asylum thing to be passed, and then the other parent or the other family members will also join. So, you know, but I think you're right. The largest majority is children who have been sold to the cartel or the coyotes or kidnapped or who knows what else. It's just a way for the cartel to make. They were making $1 billion a month, you know, in February, March and stuff. So this is a huge, huge money-making thing. Child, you know, human trafficking. It's human slavery. It's everything that we are against as Americans, that we stand against. And where are the groups who talk about slavery in the United States and reparations that we owe these people? What's going to happen in 20 years? Are we going to have a discussion about reparations owed to the illegals who have crossed our border and who have become human slaves here next? Is that what's going to happen next? I mean,
well,
you know, Americans need to wake up and just face reality and think logically and quit listening to mainstream media and think for yourself. Because logically, there's not a person in the world who could say, but these children deserve to come over here. Stop and think about what they go through to get here and what they're going to what kind of life they're going to live once they're here.
Yeah, they're not going to just be in a white picket fence in a nice little house. That is not it. I mean, it literally is the human trafficking and the sex trafficking, because if it is $150 billion a year business, they make more money off of the sex trafficking and human trafficking than selling drugs. So this is what these cartels and these organizations do. But the thing that people really need to open their eyes about, maybe see clearly, keep that common sense cap on, a lot of the organizations, then you don't want to necessarily, you might not want to believe it, they're a part of it, okay? Because there's a lot of money in it, and there's a lot of people that are very, very important that are all connected to this. I mean, we were talking about this months and months ago with Mitzi Purdue, and her organization is Win This Fight. They're raising money for different organizations who are actually doing something to fight human trafficking. And she says it's very easy to find who's behind it. You have to follow the money, but nobody wants to. Well, why not? Because there's a lot of people in that food chain that got their hand in the cookie jar, and they're kind of important. And she even said a lot of the people that are involved are politicians and important people. That's why nothing really happens. And it's very easy to get under control.
You need to look at the 501c3s that you're donating to, because there was a case up in Seattle, I believe it was, where this mother and father. They had up to 20 foster children at a time in this home that a 501c3 provided for them. And they were special needs foster children. And so they were taking care of these children. And this 501c3 has now decided they're kicking them out of that house because they're moving in a strategic different direction, and they're going to be housing unaccompanied minors there. So, you know, it's a 501c3, a tax-free organization in the United States who is aiding and abetting illegal immigration into the United States. And so that's what a lot of these organizations are doing. You're absolutely right, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting – the donations are absolutely sickening. The millions of dollars that are donated to these pro-illegal 501c3s in the United States. And everybody needs to understand, when you donate to something like that, you're aiding and abetting illegal immigration, and you're aiding and abetting human and child trafficking.
And it's the NGOs. There's religious organizations. They're a big part of this. If you don't believe me, we're going to be starting to talk about it because there's a lot of information out there, and it's all true. No rumor. This is no conspiracy theory. It's a lot of money in this type of an industry. And what do you think, just so people can remember that $1.9 trillion coronavirus package when only 9% went to the American people? Do you know how much money went to all of these different NGOs and nonprofit groups and agenda-driven organizations and government contractors mm-hmm. to support what's going on in the border right now? We just gave them like $1 trillion and said, go have a good go – make it happen even faster. Make it happen even bigger on the bad side of things. Okay, not the good side, the bad side.
The same thing with the infrastructure bill that they're bringing through. 5% goes towards infrastructure. And
yeah,
again, 95% of that goes to all of these other things. Causes and stuff, which is detrimental to the United States and the sovereignty of our country. So, yeah. Research, folks, where you're donating money. Yeah, and call your representatives and make them stand up, you know, to not let these bankrupt type bills be passed in our country. They can't keep happening like this. 9% to COVID and 5% to infrastructure out of multi-trillion dollar bills. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just paying off the friends, paying themselves, and rewarding all
right.
of the things you're seeing right now to instigate it, to make it happen faster. So Miss Marianne Mendoza,
I'll tell you
and
what we're doing.
Yeah, tell us what we're doing real quick, and then I got to bump because I'm way over.
Okay. If you go to angelfamilies.org, we are gathering donations for I'm in the works with a attorney to bring a lawsuit against the Biden administration for the Take Care Clause in the Constitution. And he does not have the right, Biden does not have the right to sign an executive order and stop construction of the border wall, just like Trump didn't have the authority, according to the Supreme Court, to stop any of Obama's executive orders. The only way that immigration law can be changed in this country is through Congress. Congress appropriated the money for the border wall. Biden doesn't have at the stroke of the pen the ability to stop the border wall construction that's already been paid for to these contractors. And I have multiple sheriff groups who are going to rewrite it, go along with this lawsuit. So get on our website, angelfamilies.org. It should be at the top of our page. Donate so that we can get this lawsuit off the ground. We're going to need $50,000 to get this filed in the federal courts.
Perfect. 50,000. All right. I think it's feasible. It's doable. We just got to get, you're going to be back on the war room. Next thing you know, you'll have 150,000. Not a big deal.
Exactly. Exactly. We're working on that. Thank
All right,
you so
Marianne,
much, Michelle,
thank you
for
so
letting
much.
Me come on.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure, my friend. Hope to talk to you in a week or two.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I am a little bit over, but that is a topic that gets me all fired up. And so same with Marianne. So it's just kind of information that we know we got to get it out to you, because it's very important. All right, next guest, Clifton Pettyjohn. He's a purpose strategist, author, transformation coach, spiritual leader, and host of the What Now podcast and Transformation Radio. He's one of our all-star partners, too. Audience, give him a round of applause. Clifton, how are you today?
Good afternoon.
Oh, it's that sassy voice. You got that sassy voice today.
How are you today?
I'm good. I didn't work as much as I usually do on a Sunday, so I feel so far, but I feel behind. I mean, it's the life of the entrepreneur where you never take any time off, but when you need to, and then you struggle, you have that inner battle of guilt versus being further behind or feeling further behind, but you know you need those at least some days or at least time during a day to rejuvenate. So what do you tell people, or how do you advise them to almost force them to do that, but then not have the guilt afterwards?
That is sometimes one of the hardest lessons to learn, is having that balance. I actually was going to talk about that today, getting to a space where we really learn how to relax. I don't think that, I think we've used that as a negative term. Sometimes we look at it as, especially
lazy.
Entrepreneurs, as we're being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're actually doing is giving our bodies a chance to recalibrate, strengthen itself, so that when we begin to work again, we can produce at a higher frequency. Sometimes we're just operating off of fumes when we just need to fill up. The same thing with a car. If we continue to drive our car after it hits that E mark, eventually we're going to be sitting on the side of the road. That's the same things with our bodies, with our mind, and with ourselves.
Yeah, especially when you do work a lot. You know, we cut mm-hmm. corners even on our nutrients, our supplements, what we're eating, how much we're
yes.
actually sleeping. So, you know, I mm-hmm. always encourage everybody to build up that immune system, regardless of what's going on in the world. I mean, just for your own energy, your own endurance. It's just extremely important. So you just have all these layers on yourself where we're just like, it's almost like you're punching yourself in the face every day, trying
yes.
to solve all the problems of the world. And, you know, not only grow your own business.
All of,
everybody's
trying
to solve
problems. We try to solve problems that were created way before we physically existed here in one day. And the reality is that that's not even possible. It took years for these quote-unquote problems to be established. So we have to begin to learn how to pace ourselves.
And I think that's a great reminder, and I know I'm extremely guilty mm-hmm. of it, when you say, all right, mm-hmm. everybody wants a quick fix, like just take in consideration like a diet. You go on a diet, and you're like, and first
yeah.
of all, you shouldn't be doing a diet, because we already know that's not going to end well. So, you know, you have to kind of readjust the food plan and the routine that you normally do, but you want to see something happen right away. And then you're saying, well, let's just say it took you 3 months to lose, you know, 7 pounds. I'm just making up numbers. Yeah, but it took you 25 years to put on that solid weight that stuck around and now
yes.
is kind of in a different spot than
yes.
it was maybe 10 years ago. So you got to be a little easier on yourself. And that goes for every aspect, the health and the taking self-care, because you can't function at the optimum performance or where you need to be. Any of that's really off balance.
Absolutely. And that's what many of us have embraced as the norm. We're used to operating in dysfunction that's the only way I know how to describe it. So now anything that's functional to us, we view as dysfunction, and we view the dysfunction as functionability.
Oh, I like
so
that.
So we have to begin.
That's backwards.
We have to get back to that space where we allow ourselves that time to begin to really sit back and look at everything. Sometimes when we're involved in it too much or we're too close to it, we honestly can't see from a unbiased perspective. And when we take a step back and begin to see from an unbiased perspective, it'll help us prioritize some things in our life, and we'll realize some of the things that we've given so much time and energy to, we should have never devoted it to them.
Exactly. It's like we've gotten conditioned because we're doing things in opposite. We're expecting it to be an effort where, I mean, like an extreme
yeah.
effort where we're uphill battle, where we're having more bad luck or bad things transpiring, or we're having to clean up our own messes when it should be just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we get used to what we're used to, right? We get used to
yeah.
what we're used to in all the aspects. So it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be difficult when you have the right solutions. You have the right processes. You have a couple of the tweaks that you need. You know, like Randy was saying, there's a couple of things that people just need to tweak, and all of a sudden everything changes. And like you're saying, you got to learn to I don't want to say take a time out, but you got to relax a little bit or give yourself that real self-care and not beat yourself up. But if you're beating yourself up for that, and that's something you're doing that's good for you, that means you're probably beating yourself up a lot of other things that you don't necessarily need to be beating yourself up for. I think there's a bigger pattern there. Right, Clifton?
Absolutely. And if we will take the time to relax and step back from it, then we can begin to get to the root of the problem. A lot of times we don't get to the root of what the issue is, so we continue in the same patterns because we haven't really dealt with the actual root of that thing. And we'll never get to the root if we're always trying to just, well, let me hurry up and fix this and keep going, and hurry up and fix this and keep going. Now, sometimes we just need to slow down a little bit, listen to our heart, listen to our bodies, listen to our mind, and talk to yourself. I'm a big fan on talking to ourselves out loud, because when you start talking to yourself out loud and you open yourself up, yourself will respond to you. And many times we have too much clutter to hear ourselves responding.
Exactly. And that's why we always encourage people to write things down with a pen and paper. No, you know, not, you're not texting it, you're not typing it, because your brain, it's scientifically proven. Something happens within the brain when you're writing it down, or it makes a bigger impact, and you probably will actually remember it more so. And that way you can really, I mean, you're talking about relax, take that time out. And it's, this is not like, we're not being eccentric. So let's just say a type A person who's in a business and they're accountants. They're like, you know, stuffy with the tie and a murmur. This applies to everybody, right? This is not something eccentric or things. It really is, you know, we're all human beings. We're all kind of wired the same way, and we're really taking the time out to listen and figure these things out and make a huge difference in your business. And you might actually become a little bit more relaxed or a nicer person, which means more people are going to want to work with you anyway, right?
Yeah, and because you'll actually start to allow some of those toxins to flush themselves out of you naturally. I encourage getting away, and I always talk about getting away, and I know some people say, I don't have money to get away. Sometimes getting away is leaving your office. Sometimes getting away is leaving your house. Sometimes getting away is leaving the room that you spend the most time in your house. For me at home, I have a place that I go to, and locally, probably only about three people know where I go. We have a local racetrack, and sometimes I go sit in the stands, and I started out doing it from a visualization standpoint because it's just big and it's grand. It helps you to think on a whole nother level. And I started doing it just when I would get like writer's block or I didn't feel as creative as I usually feel. I would go and just sit in the highest parts of the stand, and it would be so quiet, and you're listening to nature, you're looking at the details of the stadium, and you're starting to view things that you may have overlooked if you had not taken that pause, if you had not taken that moment of relaxation. And if you're not taking that time to get away, there we go. If you're not taking that time to get away. So it always helps me to refocus and become more aware of the things that I need to be aware of, and to become less aware of the things that I have allowed to become priority in my life that honestly weren't even going to matter in 6 or 7 months, let alone 5 or 10 years.
Right. Well, that's a great perspective and an incredible reminder as we're accelerating into through April already, like I'm saying, second quarter. And, you know, no time like the present to make some changes, people. Clifton, give your website, plug your show, and then I got to bump to the next guest.
Sure. The name of my podcast is What Now? And we discuss life's most defining moments. We used to call them difficult moments, but we matured along our conversations to understand that those moments were only difficult because we began to identify them and label them as difficult. And now we define them as defining moments because we have the right, the authority, and most importantly, the responsibility to define those moments and not allow those moments to define me. You can find the podcast as well as the radio show by visiting www.cliftonpettijohn.com/links, LINKS.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. And of course, your show, if I haven't put it up there yet, I'm going to check it out today, tomorrow. It'll be on our must listen to page. And of course, all of the guests, when you want to find them, if you go into the episodes, you will find their company name or their name is blue, you know, the blue as in a live link. You click on that, it'll get it right to your website. So Clifton, if you want to find him, just click on his name and it'll get you right to all that information, all in our website. So thank you, Mr. Clifton Pettijohn, and we will talk to you next month, sir. Great information today.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend, Clifton Pettijohn, one of our all-stars. All right, next up, because we are behind, and I will save all my other stuff for the 1 o'clock on portion of the show. So I'm going to get these guests on the air. Next up is Mr. Dan Schultz. He's an attorney and author who's on a mission to recruit precinct committeemen. He inspired me to become one and get more patriots active in local politics, because the only way we're going to fix this is from the bottom up, not the top down. Obviously, that is not working out well for any of us. So, audience, give him a round of applause. Dan, thanks for hanging in there. I went a little over today. Marianne Mendoza got me all fired up with the border, so you know how that is.
Yes. Marianne's a precinct committeeman now.
Yes, well. I love that. It's like I'm trying to recruit more guests, and then Shelby Bush, she's one too. So I'm trying to get any of the –
Yeah, Shelby's actually
here.
Also a legislative district committee chairman.
Yeah.
So that dovetails
into
high
up
in
the food chain.
What I'd like your audience members to think about is this, you know, these are basic American civics questions. So what voting precinct do you live in? Does the listener know that? What's the name of the voting precinct they live in? Do they know whether it has any Republican Party or Democrat Party precinct committeemen and who they are? And then which legislative district do you live in? Do you know for the number of your legislative district, who your state legislators are? Do you know who your school board members are? And did you know that if you become a precinct committeeman, and there's plenty of slots available, as you know, you then get to elect the party leaders, quote unquote, the people who run our party, the legislative district chairman, the county chairman directly. Do you know who those people are? You ought to know who they are, who your party leaders are. You also get to elect the people who elect the state chairman and the national committeeman and the national committee woman. So you get to elect the people who run the party. And the good news is over half of these slots right now are vacant. There's about 400,000 total, about 200,000 are vacant. And we've got 74 million. That's the number that everybody uses. There's 74 million MAGA America Firsters, supposedly, in this country. 0.3% of that 74 million is 200,000. We need 0.3% of America Firsters to become saviors of the Republic. You know, Donald Trump's new slogan is Save America. The first step in saving America isn't filing lawsuits, isn't running down to the border. It's in your own backyard. It's finding your local Republican committee, going to the meeting, and volunteering to fill a vacant precinct committeeman position. Volunteer. It's a volunteer position. Nobody can tell you what to do as a volunteer. You're a volunteer. You put into it what you want, but we've got to have lines going out the door of every one of these monthly meetings every month from here on out, filling up filling up all of these slots. We need to have two or three people volunteering for every volunteer slot. If we do that, the state legislators will immediately become very, very afraid. And they'll actually do stuff for us because they'll know that all of these new precinct committeemen will help get out the vote in the next primary, not for them, but for a conservative challenger in the primary. They have to win two elections to get reelected. They got to win the primary, and that's generally an election where only 20 to 25% of the party members actually go vote. That's a huge opportunity for a challenger, especially if all the vacant precinct committeeman slots have been filled up. That's what we need to do, and that's my message to your listeners.
And it is a incredible message that is just only started to get out there when you started doing it, say, a couple of months ago at a level where you're like, we have a problem, and this is what needs to happen. I mean, no one's talked about precinct committeemen. I've never heard of it before. Didn't know anything about the infrastructure of how this works, just knew that there was a major problem here in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. And I know that most people have the same opinions and ideas that I do about all of this nationwide. So they had no idea. Nobody knew.
Right.
And of course, as you enlightened everyone, the party, or the old version of the party, especially here, you know, like the McCain people, the rhinos, they want to call themselves that. They don't want people to know. They don't want the Trump people. They don't want the people who love this country, who are actually trying to make it better, to find out that this is how the infrastructure was created. Because then they're not going
right.
to be in their positions of power, because they don't care about us. They don't care about this country. They just want to have a position. They want to move up the food chain. They want to have the contacts. And they want to have some sort of, you know, financial benefits, which obviously that's why most people are in politics, to get. So they have no use for anything that is going to help you and me. I think that we've proven that just in almost 2.5 months. So nobody wants anybody to know that there's all these spots, and they have the power that, in a positive way, that is in these positions. And it's very easy, especially here in Mayor Corruption County, to fill these spots. And a little bit more difficult, and I don't want to say more difficult, just a couple extra steps in other states or Arizona. So anybody that's listening, you need to get involved. We're always talking about take action. You have to. You don't have a choice. They have infestated, politics has infestated everything in our lives. And I think, as I mentioned, you can see that very clearly is what's gone on just in the past couple months or past year. If you don't think that these people, these tyrannical people, aren't controlling your life, which they are, because we took our eye off the ball. We didn't fill these spots. We just let them run amok. And now look what we've got, a big mess. Right, Dan?
Yes. So the best place to go for information is my blog, precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. And I also wrote a book about it. It's linked there. And one of the things I put in my book is a copy of the Constitution, because our founding fathers did in the Constitution, in the preamble, they laid it all out for us right from the start. The first three words are "we the people." It says that we the people ordained and established this Constitution for the United States of America. It's our responsibility to make sure it gets enforced. And the only way we can get it enforced is by electing better people to the state legislatures, to the governorships, and to the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. So we have to get organized politically. And the best way to get organized politically is, wait for it, politically, maybe in a political party. And ours, the Republican Party, is at half strength. And that's the problem. The rhinos infest it, as you mentioned. Conservatives, not so much. we've got to now hold our nose, learn politics, become precinct committeemen. It's not hard. They teach this in seventh grade. I learned everything that's at my site and in my book. I learned in seventh grade in civics and social studies. That's what we need to do. Precinctstrategy.com.
I don't know. It's easy to get involved. Like I said, just a couple extra steps in certain states. The information Dan's got on his website, he gives it there. You can contact him if you have some specific questions. But if you just follow the steps, I think you can do it on your own. Here in Arizona, America Corruption County, we meet once a month. We'll be meeting this Thursday, so I'll have some great information for Friday's shows. And I can tell you, I went to training last Monday, Dan, and there was a lot of people. We've got a lot of people in our area, LD23, and a couple other districts that were up there in training. And everybody was excited. Everybody was fired up. It was awesome to be around people who actually cared and aren't playing the games that you're referencing in some of these areas, especially with them, like rhinos even. I don't even like using that word because that's not as descriptive as what they are. But yeah, it's the movement started. So we just need more people to jump on Save America train at this point.
Yeah, now think of it. When all of the slots are filled, there's only one precinct committeeman for every 125 registered members of that party. You're part of the elite. You're part of the 0.8% when all the slots are filled. Right now, with half the slots being vacant, you're a 0.4% person. You know, they always talk about the 3%ers, the 3%ers. You're way beyond that. You're the elite. You're top in the party, and you elect everybody in the party. There's an upside down pyramid. You know, usually the line and block chart always shows the RNC at the top and everybody below it. It's the other way around. The precinct committeemen, the 400,000 precinct committeemen, are at the top, and they elect the county chairs, the state chairs, the local district chairs, all the way to the RNC. And they elect the electors of those people. And you can run to be one of those people as well. So we've got to get organized and united. There's no excuse for us not being organized and united with the internet now. I mean, goodness gracious, why can't we get united and organized and take over these positions? We've got to do it. If we don't do it, we're going to lose the republic. It's that simple.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with losing elections. It's worse than that. It's like losing the country because we have already slipped into socialism. It's only taken 2.5 months, and we are quickly headed to the next step right now, which is literally communism, but just a little different form. People just haven't been paying attention because it hasn't hit their pocketbooks as much yet. But if they look at the big picture, we're in a socialistic country, but we can fix it. It's just going to take all of us doing something. Just talking or complaining.
When I've been on Steve Bannon's program, he always says action, action, action. That's the wrong term. It's political action, political action, political action. You've got to take political action. And the first step is by trying to become a precinct committeeman. At least try this, people. Precinctstrategy.com is where to go. You've got something there for all 50 states. Something there.
And it's fun. And you meet some really great people. I have some new friends from it. And I'm excited to go see them on Thursday. So Dan Schultz, thank you so much. Thanks so much for bringing us into the forefront. And keep
thanks
doing it.
Me.
Keep jumping on the war room and keep coming back on our show. And we'll get these spots filled. It'll just take a little bit of time. We've got to do a little shaking up of things. That's all.
Yep. All right, Michelle. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. We are way over. So like I said, I'm going to save my stuff for after, and I'm going to bring on our new partner. I love this lady. Our new partner is Ms. Deborah Peters. She's an international business coach, mindset expert, and a founder of Neuroengineering Institute. It's a consulting company that transforms business owners from efforting and grinding, like a lot of effort. We were talking about that earlier. People have too much effort going into things, to creating more with less effort consistently. Who doesn't want to do that? Audience, give her a round of applause. Hey, Deborah, thanks for your patience. I was, some of these guests, they get on my patriotic soapbox, or they give that passion, hits you right there that you gotta get the info out, you know?
hey, when you're inspired, you're inspired. You don't want to shut that off.
No, no, because it might be contagious. That's a good type of contagion. You know what I mean? We've got to get down. We get more. Want more people to jump on the train. Let's do this, guys. Let's do this together. I always want them to keep their common sense caps on. And sometimes when they put them on and they leave them on a little too long, they're like, wow, I could see clearly everything's a little different. So, wow, is that amazing?
Well, it's amazing. Programming. It's a program.
Yeah.
You know, I have this course called The Science of Propaganda, and I break down how easy it is to actually program the masses to think into a particular ideology. It's so simple, and it just is done through our senses. It's done through repetition. You know, we live our lives through our senses. It's what makes us a human. Like, we see things, we hear things, we taste things, we smell things, we touch things, we intuit things. And it's the window to creating habits in the thoughts and the emotions. And when you know how to do that, which all branding is made up of that, it is so easy to get millions and billions of people to accept a certain worldview or paradigm.
So you've been having a heyday the past year going, this is what I teach, this is what I tell you guys, and look, it's happening all over the planet. You guys, look,
we are seriously,
I'm telling you what
living.
They're doing to you. I'm telling you what they're doing to you.
This has been a case study.
Yeah.
This
is
God, a
I case hate being
study
right
for
again.
Me.
I hate being right again when it's coming to
I know. I know. And, you know, it's interesting to me. So when this all started to get rolled out this time or earlier last year, I have to tell you that I was just, even though I've taught this for like 20 years and I break it down for business owners to be able to understand first how they're running themselves, and then secondly how they're leading or not their team, and then, you know, thirdly who they're attracting as a client base. Like, all of this can be modified and changed through being self-aware of your thoughts, your emotions, your trigger points, your blind spots, and then how you show up in your environment and the world you create. But nothing really speaks louder than experiencing it and watching an entire planet be brought to its knees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is beyond comprehension. But here we are, how much longer later, and I just want to say that we are set up for another wave of awakening. So anyone that is still holding on to denial is going to get triggered again. You know, I have this old saying from years and years and years ago. I mean, I haven't changed my message much. I just keep growing my audience. And years and years and years ago, I used to say, look, it's like this. If you don't want to change, the universe will provide an opportunity for you to change. And it's going to feel like getting hit over the head. So at first, it might be just a swat across the ear like your mom used to do. And then it might be just like, you know, a hiccup in your life where you have to go, wait a minute, things aren't working. And then it's going to be like getting hit with a cast iron frying pan. I feel like we have the opportunity to grow and awaken. And it's happening. It's happening in humanity. And I know it looks really dire, but I just want to say, keep envisioning your freedom. Keep envisioning and feel. You got to add the feeling. What's it feel like to express yourself? What's it feel like to be free? And practice that, even if it's for 5 minutes a day, and watch your life transform, and you will rise above all of this nonsense.
Yeah, keyword, nonsense. Nonsense. Propaganda is nonsense. It's just, mm-hmm. it's ridiculous. You know, I get how everybody could fell for it right away in the very, very beginning because they really went hardcore with everything and then scared sure. everybody with all of the models, which were completely wrong, and the yeah. PCR tests, which aren't supposed to be used to determine if you have, oh, I don't know, the flu. And not to mention that they purposely calibrated them to spin them at like 40 so that everything, yeah. including like a kumquat, could show positive rather than what they should sure. be at 17 to put things in perspective. So, I mean, all of that was already manipulated. Not to mention everybody was in on it. You know, all the parties that be that are controlling everything. And sure. so, you know, we were doomed from the start. But then once things just didn't start adding up pretty quick, people, you know, started coming around. And now, as I mentioned in the intro, there are things that have squeaked out and have leaked out, and people have had it with the lies, and they've had it with the fear-mongering. You know, it's past its expiration point, like a bad carton of milk. You know, Dr. Fraud, she is a For bad sure. elf from the – I said he's a Santa, rejected him from the – North Pole and left him here
awesome.
For us to deal with. Yeah, Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fraudchi, the highest paid elf in the governmental system, the bad elf that Santa didn't even want him. So,
well, you know,
yeah.
it's been happening for decades. It's not what's
oh, exactly. This is not new. It's just that
yeah,
they
it's not
jumped
new.
On it. They jumped on it because they saw this as the window of opportunity. But they have been hosing us for years. They have not been. They have not been against. They've been against us for a very long time. You know, I always say it's the regressive socialist demon rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and consulting with one another. You know, the 11 big, like the big tech, big government, big business, big lobby, big entertainment.
Sure.
Just to mention a few of the 11 bigs. So this has been going on. It's just, this is on crack, and they have,
yeah.
they've spread it internationally to drag along even more because there was too much at stake this time around. And, but
well,
the good thing is two good things. And I always like to point this out. And since you are leading this charge, I just want to jump in there before I forget, you know, and because you mentioned the Great Awakening, and people are going to have more of that. And, you know, keep in mind, this is the year 2020, 2020 visions. Kind of like, you know, just think about that, because you had mentioned the universe is going to help you at some point. Okay. The fact that it was in 2020, and 2020 is always your vision, you know, hindsight's
yeah.
2020. And the fact that mm-hmm. this, you know, they came up with this whole mask nonsense, which I went through in the intro, and I just shredded the whole mask theory. And as we were literally putting and being forced to put our masks on, all of those entities, those people, those bodies, those evil beings, they all literally took their masks off, became so arrogant and so
mm-hmm.
just completely out in the public doing everything that you couldn't imagine. Normally that, you know, that they talk about it behind closed doors. They've been doing it for years, but they were so emboldened that they actually didn't care. They said, no, we're in charge now. The hell with all of you. I don't have to pretend that I do. I feel this way. I couldn't believe that some of the things that they said, I'm like, they know the camera's on, right? Like,
I know, right?
You know, like they actually they brought the camera crew and they're saying that. So that's when I went, oh my God, this is so symbolic. This is bigger than what they have created into this cluster of a show. And it's about us as human beings and about
yeah.
an awakening and a bigger picture, talking good and evil. And that's when I caught in. And I said, the whole pandemic, political propaganda, plandemic, and what their agenda is, this is bigger than that. So what do you think? Because I know that you're feeling the same way. And you had this light bulb come on well before I did.
Well, you know, when this all started was literally back in 1928. And so let me give you a little bit of history. So
yeah.
we've all heard of Sigmund Freud, right?
Uh-huh.
So Sigmund Freud, which not very many people are aware of this, but he was a coke addict, cocaine.
Oh,
and he invented talk therapy as a way of, when he worked with his clients, not being found out by his clients that he had literally lost all of his teeth due to his coke habit. So he ended up growing his practice pretty wide scale. I mean, everybody's always seems to be looking for help at some level. And he recruited his nephew, Edward Bernays. So Edward Bernays was his protege and basically helped him handle all of his dealings while in the meantime studying all of Sigmund Freud's techniques of rewiring the mind of the human reality, of the human self connection. And he wrote a book literally called The Science of Propaganda, and he laid out all the techniques in it, and he sold the program, first of all, to the big corporations, General Electric, Procter & Gamble, the banks, and the government of Venezuela. And this then was the birth of the concept of public relations. This is where branding became a thing. And so with the use of, if you look at any brand, you've got shapes, colors, sizes, text, visual, and you create a reality within yourself about what that brand means to you. You know, one of the things I teach in my business boot camps is that you don't brand once, you brand millions of times because it's through the repetition. So we can pretty much train a mind to accept anything through the use of the senses and repetition. And that's essentially what we are experiencing. But it goes against the grain of who we are as a spiritual being, you know, connected to our creator, to God. And there's this like little tickle in our stomach, in our gut that says something's not right here. And therein lies the seeking of higher level awareness. And whether you do that in prayer or you do that in meditation or a walk in nature or, you know, a look in the mirror and telling yourself that you love yourself, you know, these little things are quantum leaps forward into waking up. And you can't fight that. So at the end of the day, no matter what they do, you can't fight that. That will always be present in all of us. This will never flush out. This will never win. Never.
Because it can't. And there's more of us than them.
Well, and even if it's not about numbers, it's about energy. Think about it. When you know that something is right and you know that something is wrong and you go against yourself and you do the wrong thing, your entire being feels it.
Mm-hmm.
That's an energy. So whether there's 10 people that function from that or just you, you still can raise yourself above the fray. And once you start raising yourself above the fray, other people feel it. They may not even know you. They may not ever see you, but they can feel it. They can, you know, this is how we all end up connecting with one another. We do it through energy. We do it through feeling. I was out in the desert on the weekend. I did some wildflower hiking, and then I took a girlfriend along, and then we drove out to the desert and sat in the hot springs for a bit. You know, we would get into one of the pools, there'd be nobody in there, and within a minute it was full. And guess where the conversation was? It was this. We just walked in there late, nobody knew us, we hadn't connected with anybody, and people just like, it's a gravitation. I'm telling you, we have so much power, and that's what they're terrified of. That's why they want everyone distanced and masking. But you can't fight the energy. You can't stop. God is everything. God is everywhere. God is all there is. You can't stop that.
And I think that's a great reminder for people who aren't, who are still fearful or who feel that they're losing their freedoms. I mean, we overall, yes, on paper, yes, we have lost a lot of our freedoms, but I'm not going to stop fighting for it. You're not going to hold me down. You're not going to shut me up because that's not what's going to happen. So
that's
I want
right.
people to be encouraged to stand up for your freedoms. That's why I keep telling you, rip off those masks, especially here in Arizona. If you are wearing a mask in Arizona where the mask, quote unquote, mandate, which was unconstitutional anyway, has been lifted and you are in your car by yourself wearing a mask, you are a mask hole. Take the mask off. Do not wear it. And if you don't believe me, listen to the intro in the show of where the whole point of the mask came from. There's no science behind it. They actually are making you sick. They don't prevent you from getting thing or giving it because you can't give something you don't have. You can't give something you don't have. So everyone's just got to, when we're talking about take action and standing up, there's many, many people. And as Deborah is explaining, it's the energy. So the stronger people, you have an obligation to get on the train, because the people that are just on the border of coming around, they need that energy to suck them in. So if you are a strong person and you're not doing what you should be doing and standing up and ripping off the mask and encouraging and getting this message that we're talking about today out, you are failing as your obligation as a good human being on the planet. And that is what you're supposed to be here doing. You got to help some other people out because you're too busy doing whatever it is you're doing. We don't have time for those excuses anymore. And it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. So then we could get more people into this energy that Deborah is explaining. That is how we're going to overcome the issues that we've got here, because they've got this propaganda. It's a whole program. Proof.
It is a program.
Right.
Yeah.
It is a program.
And just like
there's people that are sucked into it. We got to unsuck ourselves from it, because it's literally 100% lies. And we can't live like this anymore.
Well, the best way to unstuck yourself is to focus on the feeling of freedom. So
yes, I love
it. Right. Because when you focus on the problem, and I'm not suggesting that we don't take care of business.
Yep.
That's not what I'm saying. But,
yeah.
I want to point that first there's a foundation, and the foundation is your energy, your focus, your intentions, your attention. And so it doesn't take a whole lot of time, just a few minutes a day, getting into the feeling of being free and then seeing that permeate, like in your mind, seeing that and feeling that permeate your body, your affairs, your relationships. Be in that space before you get busy and take care of business, because other people feel it. It's a vibration. It's love. It's pure love. Just be in that space of being free, being aligned with God, taking the time each day to line yourself up before you go out into the world and get things done.
Yeah, and make things happen. And it's important to get yourself positioned properly. Like you said,
it is.
Before you start your day, you have to, and throughout the day, might need to do a little revival, a little rejuvenation during the day. That's okay too. It could be at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It just kind of depends. But once you get, and real quick, because I know that your time is valuable, Miss NASDAQ, who rang the bell. Was it on Friday? Thursday or Friday last week, you were ringing the bell in
It was on the 16th. I wasn't ringing the bell. I was, I did a
talking.
Training program for NASDAQ Global on the 16th of March. Yeah, it was my second one for them. And
still a big deal. Still a real big deal.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you've got a few more minutes, we'll go. Is that okay? You want to just do a few more minutes? Okay, perfect.
No, totally.
Good. So, what was it? Oh, so, okay. So for the people who, let's put it this way. We get used to what we're used to, right? We get used to what we're used to, which is our problem. Our attention span are like the goldfish, 8 to 9 seconds. So let's just say people have reconditioned themselves to be in this cluster of a world now, this new reality, which it doesn't have to be a new reality. We could go back to the way it was, right? So start living like your life was before. Is there some sort of little trick or some sort of tip that you can get people to have them, because I know we're talking about feeling, and I do love the fact that we're going to focus on the feeling of freedom, but is there something that we could get them do to remind them really quick of how awesome things were before, right? Just say, just pretend it's a year ago to make it easy for the conversation. Something they can do to go, oh my God, that's right. I totally forgot. And you're like, wow. All right. I want to do that. So is there something like a little exercise, a little something quick? Because once you taste something that was awesome before, or you have that feeling, or you close the deal, or you have that rush, or, you know, you're a runner and all of a sudden that a runner's high kicks in and, or you haven't seen somebody for a long time and you get to see him again. You get that point of, oh my God, I got excited again. We forget, we live in this dull world. So is there something that could jolt them like really quick so they could go, okay, I tasted it again. I want that back. Now I'm willing to do what I have to do to get there all the time. Like I'm back to normal.
I'm willing to apply myself. So before I give that, and I've got a few tools. So before I do that, let me say this to that. So I really don't think we're ever going to go back to the way things were. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's a blessing. I think what's going to happen is we're going to go forward to a higher level of being, a higher level of self-awareness, and a higher level of self-accountability. Because the thing that holds people hostage into believing that what's going on is real, and the thing that keeps people in fear, is this notion that we as individuals are powerless. And whenever you feel like you're powerless, because for decades we've been told that we need something outside of us to take care of us. We need something outside us to save us. We need something outside of us that determines whether we get the deal, whether we're successful, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. And as long as you continue to buy into that, then you will always feel powerless. So the big change here as we move forward is that we all will be free. The ones that choose to be, I should reframe that. Mm-hmm. The ones that choose to be free will be free. And that freedom is going to come from a decision to take full responsibility for your life and to not look outside of yourself for validation, not look outside of yourself to be saved, not look outside of yourself for permission to be who you are. And that's got to be the big turning point. So that's a choice. So in order for you, anyone listening, to use these tools I'm going to give you, first you have to make a choice. You have to decide that you are going to be in charge of your life. Because without that decision, you're still relying on a tool. So now you're still looking outside of yourself for a tool to fix you. And then, you know, I've been coaching for a long time, and I know what happens when people think like that is they come back on me and they go, the tool didn't work. And it's like, no, honey, it's not that the tool didn't work. It's that you didn't really make the decision before you started playing with the tool. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah, you're totally right.
Right. I mean, I'm just laying it down straight. Like that has to be the first thing, is you have to want it. And look, not everybody wants it. Let's just be honest. Like, so many people are struggling against this and fighting the truth of what's going on, because it's hard to look in the mirror and go, my life sucks and it's because I turned it that way. That's hard to do. That takes some tenacity. So let's assume you're there, because that's who we're talking to here, is you're like sick and tired of being sick and tired, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is, after you make that decision, is you dedicate 15 to 20 minutes every morning before you engage with anybody, and that, I mean, even your spouse, your children.
So if that means you got to get up a half hour early or an hour earlier before the house wakes up, then you do it. You do what it takes. You can't be lazy about this and whiny and expect your life to be better and to expect yourself to get out from underneath the hard thumb of a socialist or communist regime, you know? So mm-hmm. you got to get up early and you have to sit down with yourself and have a meditation and then write down your intentions for the day. And then you have to do the action that you are guided to do because God will guide you. You get right with yourself and you get into alignment with God on a regular and consistent basis, and God will guide you. And stuff will happen in your life that is so fast and so huge that it's stuff you would have never been able to accomplish on your own. And that's the number one key. And then secondly, you need to back that up with getting into a routine, going to bed at the same time every night. Don't watch the news ever.
Mm-hmm.
Eat right, exercise. You know, I'm a big fitness. I used to own a gym. I think everybody needs to exercise vigorously, like heart pounding exercise 4 to 5 times a week. And do what you can, start where you're at and build it up. There's no reason with everything we have access to in this world right now for anyone to be unhealthy or obese or in poverty. We live in an endlessly and infinitely abundant universe. The only thing that keeps us separate from our greatness is what we allow into our mind. This is where the rubber meets the road. You have to choose to change that. You really do.
Yeah, we're our own worst obstacle, our own worst enemy, you know?
Yeah. And look, you know, I know, because, I had a really bad childhood, lots of abuse and alcoholism and, like, literally a loveless family environment. So I get it. But here's the thing. Once we become adults, there's a difference between being in a hard situation as a child and having that programming, and then actually continuing to buy into it as an adult. Like, there's a point in time where becoming adult is about choosing who you want to be. That's really the change, you see. Then you can let go of all the abuse, and you can let go of all the beliefs about lack and scarcity and poverty. I think really that's what we're birthing right now, is we're literally removing ourselves from a belief system that there's something outside of us called a government that has more power than we do. And language is key. Stop calling them leaders. They're servants. These people aren't leaders. You know, they threw enough money at a campaign and did enough public relations programming to your mind to get you to believe them, to put them there. Stop calling them leaders. There's no leadership at all. It's done.
Yeah, I always say they're in leadership positions, but they are not leaders, and they do not have leadership skills. Their slot is a leadership position, but that's about it. They're a placeholder, and they do not have the skills. And certainly, they're not someone that we should be listening to.
Right. And here's another tool. You just made me think of this. Trust your feelings. You know, there's a difference between emotions and feelings. Emotions are, you know, something happens, you feel sad or happy. Those are emotions. Your feeling is that God voice in you that says, don't go there. Trust your feelings. Don't trust. You know, my mom always used to say to me, don't listen to what people say. Look at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just somehow that got lost here.
Oh, it totally did. Just before you go any further, Deborah, I just wanted to let the audience know that we're going to lose the live stream because Michelle didn't put it for 2 hours again, thinking that I was going to get the show back on track and not off the rails like it was for the whole month of March, where we're supposed to be on for an hour and we're going hour and a half to 2 hours. So I apologize to the of the listening audience who's live, just catch the replay. It'll be up within, you know, 20, 30 minutes or sometimes even quicker. Once the show ends, you can catch the end of the show. But then I would highly encourage you to, why not just listen to the whole thing over again? Because I have like 6 pages of notes right now. And if I'm doing that, I can only imagine what the amount of notes are. So I apologize again to the live audience. Michelle screwed up again, but we will fix it for Wednesday's show. So can you just clarify again the difference between the emotion and the feelings? Because most people consider them the same. And I think you made a huge, 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 you know, like our buddy, huge, made a distinction between the two. And I think when people really understand the difference, it's going to make a big impact on how they are using both of them or actually separating them now, because one deserves a lot more attention than almost the other in certain cases.
Sure. Yeah. I know, because that's a big one. Like, to me, that was a life changer when
this
I...
This is the biggest thing you've said today. For me, moving to the next level of stuff, because it's almost like when I'm listening to people and I'm taking my notes. You remember when the dog does a little head check and it goes, "Hur?" That's what I did when you said that. Uh-huh. I was like, you know, the dog just goes, "Hur?" It just kind of looks at you like, you know, the little head tilt. That's what I did. So I wanted you to just elaborate on that, because I think that is extremely, extremely valuable and important.
So another way of unpacking that is emotions are a reaction to something that are typically based in a past experience. So for example, let's say when you were a teenager and you had your first boyfriend and you guys had your song. And now, you know, 30 years later or 20 years later, whenever you listen to that song, it takes you down memory lane. So that's an emotion. You feel the similar emotions that you felt when you were a teenage girl or boy and that was your first love. That's not your feeling. Those are emotions. Emotions are basically what we would call anchors, like neurological anchors that are part of our mind that actually function and are stored in the cells of our body that come to the surface later in life based on an experience that we have that might trigger it, for example, like that song. So feelings, though, are like you can literally use your mind and reach out with your feelings into a situation before you walk into it, or maybe while you're in a meeting and you can feel the vibe in the room. Those are your feelings. And knowing the distinction, I feel, is the key to, it's the game changer of how you run yourself and how you show up with people and how much they get away with you in your relationship dynamic. So, yeah, really key.
Give another example of the feeling for people, because I want it to sink in, because this is really, really big. I can't believe that I'm 48 years old and I have not, of all the people I've interviewed or I've talked to or things I've read or, you know what I mean, seminars, blah, 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 this has never come up.
I know, not very many people tie it together. Well, here's a good example. So let's say you're having an argument with someone. And you want to say something, like you want to really dig below the belt so you can win and say something. But there's this little feeling in you that goes, don't do it. Don't do it, because this could burn the bridge and you don't really want to burn the bridge. And so that's a feeling. Or conversely, let's say you're in a negotiation and it's, you know, becoming a little bit lopsided. And you think of something that you should say that would tip it back upright, but you don't say it. And then later you wish you had. Don't you hate those?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was your guidance, your inner GPS showing you through your feelings what needed to be said or done in the moment. And that, you know, getting in tune with that, there's really no simple way. Well, maybe I should take that back. I mean, the first thing you could do is you could ask yourself to start to notice that. Talk to yourself. I heard the gentleman that was on before me, a couple people before me, and he brought that up. I thought that was well said. You know, talk to yourself. I talk to myself all the time, especially out loud. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's great. I have the best conversations. And I get the greatest clarity, you know?
Right. And you're like, sometimes I'm actually really nice. And I'm like, hey, I'm having a good time.
Well,
I don't want anyone to ruin it. Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah, that's really it. It's like, say to yourself, wow, I'd really like to tune into my feelings better. Literally say that to yourself. And it'll come. Because you have to ask. You have to ask for this quiet, probably long time silent voice in you to become louder. You have to talk to it. It's your friend. It's a integral part of you. And you see, what's happened with people globally is they've been hit so hard from so many directions with so much repetition. And all of the authority figures, all the news outlets, like all the things that we thought were real, or most people thought were real, you know, we're all on the bandwagon. I mean, it came from so many directions. It was an assault. It was an assault on the nervous system. So when you assault a nervous system like that, it's trauma. And, you know, abuse any animal or child, and they just shut down. And now they have to find a way to be safe to open up again. And it really is through asking themselves. It really is.
You know, it's amazing. We just need to take the time to pay attention. And pay attention, I'm talking about, to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because if we have all the answers in there, we just, you know, a lot of the stuff is we know, but we forgot. So we get used to what we're used to. And
this is everything you came into the planet with as a baby.
Yeah,
and
you had it all there.
Programmed out of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By well-meaning, you know, well-meaning adults. I mean, I think most people were raised by dysfunctional parents. I don't know one human being that doesn't have some level of dysfunction, you know, growth opportunity. So it's nobody's fault. It's just a repeating of the patterns.
Right. You know, it's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. She had everything she needed the whole time. She just forgot to use it, or she didn't realize it, but you have everything there. You've just got it covered up with a bunch of crap, or you just haven't used it in a while. You know, it's like amazing. If you go into, you know, go in a garage, and this happened over the weekend, and I went into, I was trying to find something, or I was finding one thing, and then I found a whole bunch of stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole right now. I don't have that kind of time. But I realized that there was something that I had that I forgot that I had. I don't remember exactly what I was using it for. I'm trying to be vague so that way people can insert it into their own world. But I already had the thing. So I was like, okay, I needed to go get a new one. But I've had it. I just forgot where I put it, and I forgot that I owned it. But when I saw it, it was actually shiny, and I went, oh, well, good thing I didn't go get another one of these, because I already have it. And I just haven't used it. And I forgot that it was there. So
that's right. Yeah. And this is the cool thing that's happening right now, because there's so many people I feel. I mean, I see it in my circles. I see it in my clients, too, where things that they could not hear me say before, like they'd hear the words, but they didn't hear the meaning. Now they're more receptive. And that's the key, you see. Being in the receptive mode, be willing to allow things to be easier. We're coming out of a time where, this is why I love doing what I'm doing with businesses, because most businesses have been told it's hard. It's hard. It's a struggle. Most businesses fail. And that's just a mindset. That's just a paradigm. What if business was a joy? What if your business was an expression of you? And by growing your business, you're setting the stage and a playground for you to develop yourself as a human spirit, you know? What if it's that? What if none of those things we were told were true? What if the struggle really isn't real? And this is what they're afraid of, because mm-hmm. as humanity we buy into the struggle being real, we convince ourselves that we need a government to tell us what to do. What if you could learn to tap into the natural regeneration process in the cells of your body and heal yourself? Where would the money go that goes to pharmaceuticals? I mean,
exactly.
This is a big conversation, right?
Oh yeah. They're part of the bigs. You know, you've got the big corporations and the big pharma that are, you know, we've talked about this during our health, wellness, and fitness week, where, you know, they're manufacturing the GMOs, so they're putting the pesticides already in the seeds, so they don't have to go ahead and spray the vegetables and the fruit.
Oh, girl, they've been doing that for a long time. I remember when I was a kid, we had a farm, and, you know, it became illegal to purchase or to grow your own seed. They've made you buy it. Monsanto took that over.
Yeah, so then you've got all those layers where they're altering, and then you've got then they said, oh, then now I've got this disease. So I go, no, well, we got a pill for that. So then you just come over here. So it's all just coming more so where more people are seeing it, and
it has
to.
It has to. So I just I want to say, don't get discouraged by what the appearances are, because it has to pop. It's like a cold, what a crazy analogy. You know, when you have a bad cold, it seems to get worse before it gets better. And right at the tipping point, you seem to have the worst of the symptoms. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, fine, like nothing
is
there.
Yeah, totally gone. What happened?
Right?
All right, pretty much, let's go to work.
So that's what's happening. You see, all of this stuff is like a light is being shone on it. And the light is self-awareness. So just do not be discouraged. Keep developing and cultivating your inner voice, and hang out with patriots, just keep building each other up. That's the thing. The other fellow that was on before, and he was saying, like, just need to come together. He's so right.
And that's what has to happen. I mean, that's one of the main goals and purpose of this entire platform, is to give people that are like-minded a place where they can meet other like-minded, patriotic people that are business owners, that are purpose-driven, that run or work for nonprofits, that are small business owner, entrepreneurs, influencers, the two or three decent politicians, the leaders, real leaders in the community who are trying to do good things, the good people that are doing good business and good things, wanted to create a place where you could find them all. And then you can, listen and learn from each other, connect.
Yeah.
Connect. Turn off that mainstream media. They're one of the 11 bigs. And if you go to our Take Action tab, our Partners and Patriots tab, you look on there, it has a patriotic media section. And these are the ones who aren't pushing the propaganda. They're telling you the truth. You could breeze through the headlines in 15 minutes and get in and get out, just so you kind of get caught up, or if you want to. And it's all there. I mean, it's just literally, if you want to find who is giving you the messages that matter, I mean, those people that you need to know about that have their own talk radio shows and podcasts and TV shows and radio shows, There's a whole page there. It's fully loaded, not only of our partners, but people who I listen to all the time when I started just down this great awakening journey, which is what I called it, that started a little bit in November, but just exploded one day, like 2 or 3 days before Christmas Eve. I don't know what happened. Like, I was like, I got to do something. I can't. I boom. And I turned off because I usually have Fox Business News on all day in the background. I've literally turned it off, and I have not turned the TV on during the day since then.
Good,
it's crazy. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it literally just, you know, I had my Maria, I'd have my Varney, and I would just be playing in the background all day. And I'm listening to alternative shows, which, you know, kind of everybody knows who the names of the people on the page, but everything changed. And then I said, I need to expand this platform and provide these resources to other people. If it's making this much of an impact in my life and it's driving my decisions, it's driving who I'm becoming or allowing myself to remember who I am. And it is allowing people to come together, and it's kind of evolving. It's, you know, a little bit more of the direction on the show, and the guests that are coming out are being a part of this. So I need to share this. That's why I just started adding these different pages. There's a page where if you want to know what groups have the same similar ideology, there's a whole page of just different groups and companies and organizations and must follow people. So, and take action items. Like if you want to, like Dan, you mentioned about Dan and getting involved. All of the information to become
that.
A precinct committee man in any part, and his stuff is intertwined. There's take action to have for that. One, especially for Arizona, they give you the literally easy steps because it's right there in front of your face, because I did it. I'm a precinct committee man myself. And if you want to contact your political elected elites and call them, all the information for the entire country for any level from very local all the way to your federal is on the Take Action tab. There's pages there for every state. And then there's one, I have a whole special section for everything in Arizona. So I just encourage everyone to start using it as a resource, everything, homeresourceplatform.com, everything you can imagine for your small business, for your personal, to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference. It is fully loaded. I've worked on it this weekend. I'm going to work on it some more. There's a whole Reopen America Resource Center. If you want to get healthy and you want to get some products that actually help with your immune system, you can go to the Marketplace tab. You can buy some products. I get my supplements, zinc and vitamin D3 from Ms. Suzanne Summers. You ever seen her? She's like, I think she's 80. Yeah, I want to look like that at 80. And the whole website is designed that if you buy any of the products from the well-known websites and brands, 2 to 20% of your purchase price is donated to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, and kids. So you're not paying any extra. You usually get a discount, and money is generated to help others, and you get the product that you wanted to buy anyway. So, I could go on for on and on and on, but you kind of opened up that little window there for me, Deborah, so I figured I would just ride that patriotic soapbox
that's awesome.
Out. So
awesome.
It's 1:47. You got to go. You're a very important lady. You've got to go.
Yeah.
You've got to go encourage others to know the difference between their feelings and their emotions, because it will change everything once you make that distinction and you start listening to yourself. Any closing thoughts, my dear? Anything you want to plug? Anything coming up?
Yeah, I've got a business accelerator boot camp coming up in June, and I'll send you over the links to that. Definitely jump on my YouTube channel. It's NEI, so it's the acronym for my company, NEI, and then the hyphen and then Neuroengineering Institute. There's probably, 200-plus free coaching tools there for everybody to take advantage of. And I'm working on, my team and I are scheduling out a road trip across the country from here to the East Coast and back. I'll be doing strategy sessions with companies and speaking at any events that are happening in all of the open states, and, just rebooting and passion and the economy and the growth mindset among our small to mid-sized companies, because that's the backbone of the American economy right there.
Yeah, and I learned on Friday that 400,000 small businesses are no longer in business because of what's happened this past year. 400,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of lives. That's a lot of lives for the person who started it, who ran it, who put their blood, sweat, and tears. It was shut down through no poor decisions or fault of their own. And then all the people that worked for those 400,000
mm-hmm.
businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That.
Yeah. So we're changing that. We're changing that.
That. Yeah. That right there. The people behind the political propaganda pandemic, prison, life in prison isn't enough of a sentence for what they deserve to what they did just in that category alone. No, I'm not even talking about the emotion. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all 100% unnecessary. So prison is not enough for what should happen to these people. I mean, we're dealing with pure evil. Evil at a level that I couldn't think would exist with the people that are spewing the evil. But that's a whole nother show.
That's another conversation.
Yeah, it is. This whole thing is bigger than just masks and shutdowns and the flu, which is what this is. Yeah. We'll run down that rabbit hole together either later this month, Deborah, or next month we'll do a special segment and we'll rip that to shreds if you would like to join
me.
I think that would be fun. Yeah, we'll
mm-hmm.
make something special out of it. And we'll blow this place up.
Yeah, because I'd like to break down the whole science of propaganda so people can take a look at what they're experiencing from an informed perspective.
Oh, I think it'd be a fascinating,
mm-hmm.
a fascinating show. When you said science propaganda, and I had no idea. I mean, I just did a little bit of homework on you. I didn't have tons of time. I had no idea that that was something that you teach and have been doing until you mentioned it. I just went, I had a big smile on my face. Like I was just like, I heard a little angels go, ha ha. I went, oh, new best friend, ha ha. I said, okay, I knew this is going to happen. Something told me. See, the feeling. It was something. It was, and the feeling that I had for you, and this happens, this is pretty cool about why, and I'll be real quick for you and for everybody else, but I want people to understand platform in this show. It's not just a talk show. It's just not something where people jump on and then you don't hear from again. These guests come on once a month, sometimes multiple times, depending on what the topics are and who they are and what's going on, especially current events wise, but they're part of a community. The people that are listening are part of a community, and the connection that is made between the guests, the audience and the guests, me and the guests, it is unlike anything I've ever experienced, or any even like a networking group or, even some social groups, things like that, or obviously in other shows, there's something, and it's not me. This is outside of human beings. This is something bigger
mm-hmm.
than that. And you can feel it. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, well, there's multiple things. I want to be brief because you got to go, but what happens is when kind of happened today. So the guests, They all jump on whenever they're available. So they don't know who's coming on. They have no idea what the topics, because I know who they are, or I learn a little bit about them. I put together what the topic for them for the show is going to be, and boom, there's no list of questions. There's no any of that. It's you do this. This is what you do. Let's go and let's put on your dance shoes. We're ready to go. But what happens is then some of the times the topics all just blend into each other. And then when the guests reference something that somebody else was talking about, or they changed what they were going to be discussing to go with it. That's what Deborah is talking about, where you have these feelings. That's the energy, and it happens live. So some of the guests get it, and they've experienced it before, and they've made comments to me before. And then audience members have said, Michelle, I got what you were talking about. I said, yeah, isn't that great? It's almost like a combination of a group prayer, but you're talking about business and personal and even current events and a whole different thing. And it's unbelievable, but it's that feeling and that energy. And when you had messaged me real quick, and then we'll wrap this up. When you had messaged me on LinkedIn, I saw it, but I didn't get a chance to read it. And I'm like, something about her I like extra. And then when I saw something else, oh, you responded to the email. I'm like, I said, okay, there's this. I had that feeling. It was just, I could just tell. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to so many people. So I want people to realize when she's describing this feeling as opposed to the emotions, you'll know it. It might be something a little foreign. It might be something you're questioning. It's almost like it just slaps you right in the face. So just go with it. Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Don't question it. I mean, and if you're like, I don't know what she means. Oh, no. When it shows up, because now you're talking about it, that it's antsy to show up for you now because we threw it out into the ether, into the universe. So it's going to be showing
That's
up
right.
for anybody who's listening to this. Like you might get it. Like, you might get that slap three times. So, you know, just be careful.
Snap out of it.
So when that hits you, don't be scared. It's a good little slap. It's like a little love tap. That's all it is.
Just pay attention on the first slap. Don't wait for the cast iron frying pan. That hurts.
Exactly, because the second one's gonna be a little harder. We're gonna get pan out. Yeah, first one's just the hand, then the pan, and then you just don't want to get to the point where the truck just comes and the bus goes back and forth and runs you back and forth, and you're like, really, bus? Could you stop? And he's like, no, because you're still not getting it. So we're going to go reverse, and then we're going to go forward. We're going to go reverse. And you're like, okay, I get it now. I get it.
That's hilarious.
Smartass. I get it. I get it. You never want to get to the point where you meet the bus driver. That's for sure. There will be many opportunities to not be in front of the bus driver or under the bus is what I mean.
That's right.
Give the website. And, of course, obviously, it's going to be on ours. I'm going to add your YouTube channel. I'm going to put it on our, I think probably on the business, the small business page. We'll put it under the reopen tab. We'll have it all over the place because of these, I want people to get the information. No, Mo, excuse me. We've eliminated the excuses and they can't say, well, I can't find Deborah. So you obviously didn't go just our website. She's kind of all over the place. So sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlie.
Connect with me on LinkedIn and all of it. Yep.
Yeah, so give your main website where you want people to go to real quick.
So NEI, Norman Edward India, and then Mind, MIND.com. And we got hacked last week, so we're working to get it back up, but just give us a day or two. But that's what it is. It's NEIMind.com.
Yeah, that happened to me last week too. We were a mess. It was like seriously somebody just came in and put us through a paper shredder. Like I put the whole website through a paper shredder and then threw it against the wall and whatever stuck. It was, it took a week and I don't want to rehash that because people heard me complain all week about no daddy because nobody wants to work and they have no solutions. So, but yeah, keep in mind, just real quick, the audience, if you go on somebody's website and it's something's not right or it's down, there's a lot of people that are always attacking and hacking and censoring and manipulating people like Deborah because of her message and people like me and what we talk about all the time. So don't get frustrated. Think that we've disappeared.
That's right.
It's them.
We're
they've come to, come to attack. They've come to attack. So don't, no fear. We are still here. See?
There you go.
All right, Deborah, it's been a pleasure. I totally didn't
expect. Oh my God. Thank you.
I didn't expect us to go an hour, but once you started talking, I was like, oh man, I don't want her to go. I don't want her to go. I want her to stay. And I hope she's going to come to Scottsdale on her tour to business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll definitely meet in person.
For sure.
I'll introduce you to some other awesome partners that all live here too. So we'll all get together dinner or lunch or dinner or something. All right, my dear.
All right, have a blessed day.
Yeah, you are amazing. Thank you so much. And we will talk in another week or so and plan when we're going to do this special event. And then we'll talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. So thank you.
Good. All right.
And send me the bootcamp
info thank you.
So I can get that on virtual events page. So that way people can sign up for that.
Absolutely.
All right, my dear.
Yeah, and anybody
thank
across
you.
The country, just let me know. I'll be there.
Yeah, we're going to put your information on there in the virtual events tab. So that's for all the cool people who want to help themselves. All right, Deborah. All right, thank you so much.
All right.
What a pleasure.
All right,
I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Take care.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, way over. Did not expect that. I had said that we were going to be putting this show back on track. I should have looked at the guest lineup before I made those promises on Friday. But if I've got a Randy Kirk, I've got a Marianne Mendoza, you come in strong there with a John Clifton, Petty John. Then you're throwing some Dan Schultz and precinct committeeman at me, and then you anchor it with a Deborah Peters. These are our all-stars. Deborah is just a new partner. Otherwise, she would have been in the all-star show, which is the whole month of March. There's a new tab that I made for the all-star segments. This is the cream of the crop, the best of the best. These segments that had to do with all the different categories, personal improvement, health, wellness, community awareness, faith, business, marketing, business structure. What else? It's coaching, personal coaching, personal empowerment, you name it, every category, community awareness and involvement, every category was covered. Each week we did a whole different theme. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, we had the all-stars. Three all-stars each day came in and delivered their A games. The content is unbelievable. I listened to a few again for like the second or third time. And another, more notes, so much information. So you want to start your great awakening journey? I just ask you, put on your common sense caps. Go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Grab your pen and paper. Start by listening to episode 171, which is at the very top. And then you can head over to the All-Star page if you want to go there, or any of the segments of the shows throughout March. We've got now 128 partners. And my notes are a little all over the place right now because I have so many. My goodness, I took so many pages of notes with Deborah. 128 partners, 271 of these live segments that we've done. And there's nine all-star episodes. Listen to this one again. This one's pretty intense. This is a really good one. So I want to thank all the partners who really stepped it up today. Real quick, since it was mentioned many a times, and I think it's important, we didn't really talk about the upcoming bills or any of that stuff because it just, we didn't have time, but it doesn't matter because we still have, you still need to contact your elected officials, and all of that information is a Take Action tab. It'll get you all the elected officials, regardless of what state there's. You just go in the political or politician contact info page, and then Arizona has its own special section, the recall for all of the elected elites in Mayor Corruption County and Anarchy, Arizona, all of their contact information and who is being recalled. It's all right there. So just check that out. Everything is intertwined, interconnected. It gets you to We the People Easy Alliance too, but you can also just use the resources on our page. Everything is connected. Everybody is on the same page. Everybody is friends with each other that we work with and our partners to get you the information. So everything is connected. Keep in mind, all the guests, the partners, all of their information is connected on our website so you can get to them, get to see their shows or their websites. So just real quick, we were already talking about the daily reminder, right? The regressive social esteem and rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another. The 11 bigs. I think it's important to mention that again, even though we started talking about it through most of these segments today. Most of these segments, and of course, the science of propaganda. I'm not making this up. This is real. She just even, Deborah, there's a whole program on it, okay? Big media, aka big stream, mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. All of them are part of the current political propaganda pandemic. That's why it was so intense. They're all together against us. They have all of these, all of the people that I just mentioned, they have no use for you, the American people. It's we the people, not we the sheeple. Remember, consent of the governed. They have no use for you to take your money and freedom. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. I'm not going to play the music. Remember, there's at least 100 million patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices, and buying decisions, our wallets. You've got all these crazy companies, corporations in Georgia that are boycotting Georgia. They're moving the baseball game out. Fine, take your game. Take your baseball. Go. Delta, come on. American Airlines, Coca-Cola. Oops. Good thing I don't drink Pepsi or Coke, but I'm not going to buy any products from Coca-Cola. You want to play? You got 100 million Patriots. You want to go ahead and lose all that business, you guys? That's what we have to do. Don't buy any of their stuff. Don't support them. Go out and support their competitions. Because what they're doing, and, oh, by the way, and most of the people, most of the company, corporations, the CEOs, they didn't read the bill. Because the bill, actually in Georgia, helps with all of the election fraud that was committed, which is not a conspiracy theory. It is factual information. It cleans up some of it. It doesn't clean up the machines. It cleans up some of the other things that were illegally done against the Constitution of the state. They did not follow the rules. They just switched and changed and added stuff because they wanted to win and they wanted to cheat. You know, that whole thing they're talking about, you can't give water to the person in line. That's not true. It's not what it says. It's not what it says. Remember, anything that comes out of these people's mouths is a lie. It's propaganda. It's manipulated. They're changing definitions of words. They're changing a meaning. They interpret things as they want that to be, not necessarily what's factual. From fraud, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and how they made up the whole thing about the masks, to anything that literally comes out of their mouths. We talk about it all the time. Remember, the name of the bill is opposite of what is in the bill. Opposite. Not there to help you. None of these people, none of these companies, none of these entities are there to help you. So stop supporting the people and companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. We're just feeding the beast. And you need to contact your politicians and tell them that they need to support the filibuster. I'll touch base on that on Wednesday because I want to wrap it up. It's 2:06. We, the people in our local communities, need to be the ones to make the change. The people have the power. We have the power. We were reminded of that today by every single guest, that we have the power to make the changes in our community. We have the power to make the changes in our business. We have the power to make the changes in our personal lives. Turn off the TV. Don't get your news from the social media. Go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the Patriotic Media tab. You'll get the sources that are delivering the truth. 15, 20 minutes, you can breeze in and out. And I'm asking you to do your part to get involved. You need to take action. Please share the show. Tell your friends about the platform. Tell them to join the movement. Please buy American, buy local. Get yourself positioned. Listen to the segment with Deborah today. Again, I think it's going to make an even bigger impact when you re-listen to it just by looking at some of the notes that I took. I mean, like, seriously, 6 or 7 pages of notes. You know, the real pandemic is the total corruption of all the 11 bigs and all the false authorities and all of the swamp, right? We won't talk about the bills or anything else. I'm going to leave you on this moment. I think that we're in a good space. I think we're in a good place. So I'm not going to bring you down, but I just want you to know that you're not alone. You got this. God's on your side too. You know, Psalms 118:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? They can't. They can't. They can't come take you down. And one more. It's just like Samuel's book, the second book of Samuel 22:2-4. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Deborah said it too. They can't come get us. They're not going to be able to. It's the energy. It's the vibration. There's a lot more of us than them, so don't be afraid, other people. If you're being censored or they're trying to cancel you, there's a lot of us, and they're not going to take you down. So if they're doing negative comments or whatever, Don't let it hit, don't let it hurt you. Don't let it affect you. Come over to our world. We're going to support you. So, all right, let's finish this. I think I've talked way too long today. We went way too long. So it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Remember, don't be a masshole. Stop getting Shawshanked, like the movie Shawshanked, where they let you out of prison and then you wanted to just go back in because that's what you were used to. How you people are doing it with the masks when you're wearing masks in states where there is no mask mandate. Listen to the beginning of the show. I kind of bring some clarity on how the whole mask nonsense started, mask lies. Put on your common sense caps and try to leave them on all day, maybe sleep in them. Remember, courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Yes, 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 as we talked about today, courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. The censorship and cancel culture is just stupid. Tune in. Oh, we're not coming on tomorrow. Oh, my God. It's my first Tuesday in a whole month where we're not on. So we're back to the regular schedule, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Oh, my goodness. I will have time to get some stuff done tomorrow. So a special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Their information and episodes are listed on our website. Even their shows are on there. I'm adding to it. I'm putting it back together. They try to hold me back last week, but we're not. We're not. You can't hold my back. Everything, homeresourceplatform.com, partners and patriots tab. You'll see the purpose-driven partners, which is all these live shows. Obviously, it's still under episodes too. No more excuses, guys. No more excuses. Listen to this show again. I think you're going to get a tremendous amount of information out of it, inspiration. So tune in tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. It's Wednesday. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Another nooner of this live show, Purpose Driven Partners, 5 guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways. I think what I will do is Wednesday, we will do the new format and we'll discuss it then. I got to get back on track too. The hour, then a half hour extension afterwards. I just didn't expect today to go where it did, but I hope somebody got, you got something out of it. I think you're awake. I think you're awake after all this. So go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it. It's going to be the last long, long show that I'm going to do. I promise. I promise. I want you guys to get the information in and out. It's just a lot. It's a lot going on. A lot going on. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com Thursday. No. We'll be back here on Wednesday at noon. God, it's so weird. I'm not saying tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Really, you deserve it. Go take action. You're awake. Come on. We can do this together.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life. Laughter and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. We'll be right back.